Ford Audubon lobbyist Eric Draper is running for Agriculture Commissioner. Draper, a Democrat, entered the race today to run for the seat Commissioner Charles Bronson is leaving because of term limits. As a conservationist, Draper's push for land preservation, clean energy, and clean water. Among the issues he wants to address if elected are stronger efforts to control invasive species and cooperation between farmers, urban interests, and environmentalists on water sharing. We asked Eric Draper why he wants to be agriculture commissioner.
Well, I'm a Florida native. I love this state. I've spent most of my life defending our clean water and protecting land. There's hardly a place I can go in Florida where I'm not standing on land that I've helped protect or water that I've made cleaner. And I think the Commissioner of Agriculture should be the top environmental steward in the state of Florida. And we need to keep agriculture. We need to keep our state green. We need to keep our state economically productive. Most of all, we need to keep our water clean and our land protected.
I think some people aren't really certain exactly what the agricultural commissioner does. Can you tell our listeners what the position calls for and what you'd like to maybe add to that position?
Sure. Well, what most people don't know is the Commissioner of Agriculture runs the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Affairs, or Agriculture and Consumer Services. And, of course, that is everything from preventing fraud at the gasoline pump to making sure that our food is safe. And what I will bring to the Commissioner of Agriculture's office is a commitment to safe food, a commitment to preventing fraud against consumers. But more than that is to make sure that the commissioner, who sits as one of four voting members of the state cabinet, is always voting people's interests at heart and making sure that this beautiful state that we all care about is protected.
I know, Eric, you said that as a lobbyist, you've sought compromises between farmers and environmentalists, and I know you'd try to do that as an ag commissioner. Can you tell us how you've done that in the past?
Sure. Well, I've actually helped pass legislation that has benefited agricultural landowners, helped protect their property rights by making sure that if they want to remove the property rights from their land, that they're actually compensated for that. That's called the Rural and Family Lands Protection Act. I helped get that passed into law. Also, through my work on Everglades, through Lake Okeechobee restoration, and through the water supply policies of the state, helped to make sure that there's a balance between water for agriculture, water for urban users, and of course, water for nature, which is very important.
Eric Draper, if you're lucky enough to be the Democratic nominee, you may very well run up against Republican Adam Putnam, the congressman from Lakeland area, Polk County, who's already announced his candidacy. You know, is this really an ideological position in a way? I mean, I wonder how you feel that you would be different than Adam Putnam doing this job.
Well, I can say that the way that we're the same is we're both native Floridians. I was born in Tampa. My great-grandfather farmed near Tampa. But probably where we differ is that I've spent my adult life working to make Florida a better place. I have worked for energy policy to stop offshore oil drilling, to have renewable energy that comes from our farmland. And I've actually been involved in protecting places right there in Hillsborough County and the surrounding areas and throughout the state of Florida. And I think that the voters are going to look at that and they're going to say, you know, if I have to choose between someone who's got a proven record of getting things done in Florida in terms of making our water cleaner and preserving our land and helping farmers versus somebody who spent a few years in Congress, I think they're going to choose me.